The COVID crisis in India continues to devastate that country. The past 24 hours brought more daily records there, 400,000 plus new cases and nearly 4,000 deaths. All of that a likely undercount, and it comes amid a severe shortage of vaccinations. Many of the 4.2 million members of the Indian diaspora here in the United States say they are stricken with panic, pain, and grief. Many are volunteering to help. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro reports on the efforts of Indian American physicians. It's part of Fred's series, Agents for Change.
The funeral pyres in makeshift crematoria now go 24/7. The final stop in a healthcare system that has crashed, unable to provide the most basic care that could have prevented most of these COVID deaths. Hospital beds, equipment, and most critically, oxygen. One irony in this tragedy is that this country is a major producer and exporter of technical and medical experts, especially to the U.S.
About 80,000 doctors of Indian origin practice in the United States today, found everywhere from the Mayo Clinic to the farthest reaches of rural America. The vast majority of them graduated medical school in India before coming to the U.S., so their ties to the homeland are recent and they run deep.
Hi, Ms. Goel. This is Dr. Rohatgi. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Dr. Rohatgi.
When she's not at work at Stanford Medical Center Hospital in California, Dr. Nidhi Rohatgi is regularly dispensing care to family and friends 13 time zones away in India.
4 hours, he should try to get up and walk a little bit, and also make sure that his breathing is okay when he's walking.
It's been quite overwhelming. I think you have your day job, you take care of patients here, and when it's morning in India, it's night here. So you stay up through the night, talking to your friends and family, trying to help out as many people as you could there.
She's hardly alone.
So this is my Twitter feed. I decided to open up my direct messages, and now it's maybe 15 to 20 a day.
So busy has this telemedicine routine become, Dr. Priya Sampathkumar has taken a leave of absence from her job as an infectious disease physician at the Mayo Clinic.
These are random strangers from Twitter.
Random strangers from Twitter. I'm saying, okay, adjust the oxygen. Turn the camera on so I can see the concentrator. Let me help you. This is what I'm doing.
Okay, so is she getting thrown? So is she lying on her stomach?
She's been asked to, but I think she's assisted by a nurse to do it.
That's fine. She just needs to do it.
Getting advice in Delhi on this call was Diksha Bajaj, caring for an elderly aunt.
I found it extremely, extremely useful. It was becoming extremely difficult to get through a doctor. We weren't getting any clarity on how much he had improved and if we were on the right track, and the do's and don'ts for the patient.
No ventilator.
That assistance often extends beyond medical advice.
So we called our friend and asked him to send the oxygen cylinder. Did she get it?
Dr. Sampathkumar used connections to locate an oxygen cylinder for this couple she met on Twitter. They live in the U.S. and are trying to keep his COVID-positive mother, who lives in India's capital, Delhi, alive.
Right now, there's no hospital in these hotspots that is not completely overwhelmed.
I paid a visit to the young couple, who are both doctors. They asked to remain anonymous, fearful of repercussions for family back home. The government has cracked down on messages deemed negative, even things like a plea online for oxygen, ostensibly to prevent panic.
This is just, you know, people just acting out of desperation to really get whatever they can for their loved ones.
And with both equipment and skills in short supply, they've had to train non-medical family members to provide care.
So I was like, you know, just use a glove to tie a tourniquet, your left hand to stabilize it, right hand to rotate and pull it back. These were the steps, and he did all of it.
In the vast Indian medical and tech diaspora are trying to coordinate a ramp-up in assistance with fundraising, sending equipment, and this website by the main Indian American Doctors Group. It has a list of available volunteer providers, time slots for virtual appointments, and even language options. Amid a vast rumor mill and medical misinformation, Some are doing the rounds in India's media.
So USA la first wave ko second wave ko romba onnum difference irukala.
Dr. Sampath Kumar has been on TV in her native Tamil language, spoken extensively in the South.
I just have these pangs about being here and not being in India. But right now, for the first time, I'm actually glad that I'm here because I can do so much more from here than there. If I were in India, yes, I could take care of a few patients and definitely make a difference, but I can't impact policy. I can't impact care of large numbers of patients as an individual physician.
How are you feeling right about now?
I guess when I left India, I never thought this is something that could happen and this is what I might be leaving behind. So yeah, a question best not asked. Just keep going. Just keep doing.
And while there are strong ties to India, Stanford Emergency Medical Professor S.V. Mahadevan says it's the sheer scale here that is driving the response.
They are. Obviously, the emotional and family ties are there with India, but it wouldn't matter, really. We're also thinking about who's going to be next and how we can take the lessons that we learn now and apply them to the next country that suffers this humanitarian crisis.
And with the danger of new, deadlier mutations of this coronavirus, he says, that could be any country, including the U.S.
We can never be complacent. You know, even though we're doing really well now in terms of the number of people vaccinated and the trends of COVID positive patients are trending down, until the world is vaccinated, this problem is going to stay with us in some form or other. And though it may not be in our backyard now, it has the potential to return to our backyard in the future unless we vaccinate the rest of the world.
That's not likely anytime soon. In just India, about 2% of its 1.3 billion people have been fully vaccinated. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSanlazaro.
Such an important story, and Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.